Rot dat.
Rot pay.
Nothing lock and horse capote.
Nothing lock and horse capote pay. Ladies and gentlemen, may we take the opportunity of these few grooves at our disposal to give you a solemn warning against the dangers of the drug traffic.
This peril that lurks in teenage haunts where beat music pulses out into the night, keeping vicars awake and old ladies jumping out of their beds continuously.
Ghastly business, Pete. Well, without more ado, over to you for example ghastly number one.
Of the perils of drugdom.
Exactly, Pete.
There was a very famous man who shall be nameless.
Mr. A. Woolley of 31 Wainwright Road, Willesden.
Precisely.
Thank
Mr.
you.
Mr. Woolley was a very nice family man with a lovely wife and two beautiful children, what he used to dandle on his knees when he come home from the office, to his little house with lovely little roses poking up through the trellis.
And the cucumbers and radishes growing peacefully on the allotment at the back.
One evening he come home and looked around and said, "Nice though this be, I seek yet further kicks." And he moved inexorably towards the mantelpiece where he kept his dolly mixture. Seizing hold of some of the mixture, he plunged it into a glass of cherry brandy, quaffed it down with one draught, and he was, of course, on cloud lucky one and a half, swinging away right up and grooving tremendously.
Freak out, baby.
Freaking out completely. Well, after that, the kicks got ever stronger. His craving got worse and worse. He got more and more drugs down his face, and eventually he became so irresponsible he left his lovely wife and kids and home behind and went to Hollywood and lay on a beach all day with a lovely busty starlet with blonde hair what come down to her knees.
Well, it doesn't sound too bad, Pete.
No, I don't think that's a very good example of the perils, actually. Have you got one?
I've got a worse one, Pete, yes. Concerns a brain scientist who used to do interesting experiments on the curdling of milk. One day when he was pouring milk over a live mouse to see the effect of it on it, he suddenly was consumed by an enormous depression. And without more ado, he flung himself to the medicine cabinet and got an aspirin down his throat.
Oh.
Before you could say Swiss Family Robinson.
Swiss Family Robinson.
You said it before I done it. However, worse to come. Within minutes, he was at the blackcurrant pastels and Vaseline.
Mescaline, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, mescaline.
The sacred mushroom drug.
Yeah, and his plight went from worse to worse. And now he leads his life as a rake, nestling in burnt leaves and compost at the bottom of the garden.
The only time he moves is when somebody treads on him and he jumps up and bangs him in the eye. A used gourd. A hopeless shard, useless to man, woman or beast.
A great scientist and nudist gone to the dogs, or drugs, if you like. Of course, you cannot deny, Pete, the magnificence of the psychedelic achievements in the past, let it be said.
As exemplified by the A-side of this record, which, of course, was written under drug.
Exactly, Pete. Which means, of course, we are the B-side.
Are we the B-side?
We are. However, as the old adage says, I do like to be B-side, the A-side.
Shut up.
Oh, sorry, Pete.
Of course, Coleridge, T.S. Coleridge, used to write some of his best poetry under the influence of the poppy.
Yeah.
He used to cram poppies down his face in order to make his poetic imagination come out better.
Yeah.
That's how he wrote that one about in Xanadu, the Aga Khan did an aerodrome decree, where Elf, the sacred Ramsey, ran through caverns measureless to man down to the Zyder Zee.
Phantasmagorical, Pete.
Phantasmagorical, Dad.
Exactly, Pete. But, of course, despite this, we cannot rule out the fact, the burning fact, ladies and gentlemen, that Frankie Vaughan still tops the palladium on crystallised fruits and weightlifting.
Exactly. A glass of milk and a walk over the heath is far, far better than any druggy can achieve, Dad.
Exactly, Pete. And now the commercial. Beware the psychedelic drugs.
Steer clear of LSD.
That type of thing is for the mugs. Stick to a mug of tea.
A very moving plea.
Wonderful piece of propaganda, Pete.
Wonderful, Dad. How many lumps?
Six, please. And while you're about it, would you dip them in that colourless fluid, Pete?
All right, you are.
Thank you very much. Druggy, druggy.
Oh, freaking out. Again.
Oh, rave it up, baby.
Oh, my mind has become my body.
My hands have become my ear.